Showers and a few thunderstorms are occurring across portions of central North Dakota at this hour. The precipitation is a very small area impacting just a handful of counties, but there is at least a little bit of rumble of thunder in that area. We do expect, though, to see other showers occurring across parts of the northern plains as we move forward in time. The majority of the region is seeing temperatures warming up nicely today, 50s across the northern parts of our region, and the 60s are occurring in the south. There's a few temperatures in southwestern portions of Minnesota that are already over 70 degrees this afternoon. In contrast, some temperatures across the central and northeast part of North Dakota are only in the upper 40s. Well, the forecast will continue to promote an unsettled weather pattern as we go forward through these next 2 or 3 days. I don't expect to see much in the way of well-organized precipitation, but there will be at least some showers around both today and tomorrow. Total coverage of measurable rain is expected to be up around 40%, and we'll look for totals running just a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe 3 or 4 tenths of an inch. The exception may be in central portions of Minnesota, where there could be some half inch total. Now, everything will change a little bit as we go into the second half of this week. The instability showers will still be with us on Wednesday, but they will be disorganized until Wednesday night, more likely early on Thursday. And at that time, there will be a better organized low pressure center that will form in portions of Colorado and western Nebraska that will work its way northward as we finish out this week, Thursday afternoon into Friday, and we'll see generalized rain and other rumbles of thunder occurring across the region. The precipitation may stay with us into the day on Saturday because of the system's slow movement. And because of that slow movement, we also have the potential that we may pick up on some moderate amounts of rain. Some of the computer forecast model data has suggested some 1 to 3 inch amounts of moisture may occur in eastern Montana and portions of South Dakota. Now, I have to be honest with you, there's a lot still left to be desired in the forecast model runs here today, and we will see some additional changes. But one of the reasons why there is potential for some significant rain totals is because the storm system that comes into the area is going to be slow in moving. And because of that, there's repetition in the rain and thunderstorm activity. So many areas across the northern plains will end up seeing repetition in rain, and therefore we'll see amounts by the time we finish out the day on Saturday running from 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches easily. And yes, there will be some potential for totals that will go 2 to 3 inches perhaps, but deciphering where those will occur is not a possibility quite yet. Let's see what happens over the next day or two, and we'll be able to nail it down a little bit better. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.